Welcome to another episode of High School Football Jamboree. Yesterday was 9/11, the 23-year anniversary of the World Trade Center being hit by planes. And I just want to share a few thoughts on that. You know, I was in seventh grade at the time that happened, and it was kind of hard to process being so young and just knowing that so many people died. And I'd just like to give them a moment of silence. This is Season 3, Episode 6. This is the High School Football Jamboree, presented by Uncle Wayne's Steak and Barbecue. The key word for this week is America. This is the AJC State Rankings through Week 4 games. Starting with 6A, you got Cockle County at 10, Valdosta at 9, Mill Creek at 8, Grayson at 7, Collins Hill at 6, Camden County at 5, North Gwinnett at 4, Douglas County at 3, Buford at 2, and Carrollton at 1.
Yeah, there's no teams out for 6A. We dropped down to 5A. Number 9, Rome, fell out. They were number 9 last week, but they got put out of the rankings because that loss against Toombs County. I'm pretty sure Toombs County shot the entire state.
Yes.
That's right, not. But number 10 this week is Brunswick. They were not ranked last week.
That's your favorite team.
Well, it can be. Number 9 is Sequoia. Number 8 is Houston County, more affectionately known as HoCo. Number 7 is Roswell. Number 6 is Hughes. Number 5 is your favorite team, Coffee. Number 4 is Thomas County Central. Number 3 is Lee County. Number 2 is Gainesville. And number 1, as they should be, Milton.
And going down to 4A, at number 10, you got Eastside. Number 9, Ware County, after that loss to Bartram Trail. Terrible loss.
Yeah.
Perry at 8. Cedartown wasn't ranked last week. They came at the number 7. Warner Robins is at 6. North Oconee at 5. Blessed Trinity at 4. Benedictine at 3. Cartersville at 2. And Marist at number 1.
All right, so we're going to go down to Class AAA. Out this week, Stevenson got put out of the rankings. Number 10 is Calhoun. Calhoun's really been down last season. I think last season when they didn't even make the playoffs. Number 9 is LaGrange. Number 8 is Douglas, which is Frederick Douglas of Atlanta. Number 7 is Cherokee Bluff. Number 6 is Northwest Whitfield. Number 5 is Monroe Area. Number 4 is Peach County. Number 3 is Mary Persons. I think you knew her. And number 2 is Jefferson. And number 1 is Sandy Creek.
Moving on down to AA, Cook fell out the rankings this week. You got Ringgold at number 10, Rockmart at 9, and new to the rankings, Callaway comes in at 8. You got Sumter County at 7, Applin County at 6, Burke County at 5, Carver Columbus at 4, Stevens County at 3, Morgan County at 2, and your Pierce County Bears at number 1.
Yes, indeed. And I'm looking at these rankings. Okay, so Callaway was not ranked last week. They have a 1-2 record, and they're number 8 after not being ranked. But you got Ringgold at number 10. They stayed at 10, and they're 3-1.
Crazy.
Hey, somebody at the AJC, please make that make sense to me. Okay, so we're going to go down to Class AD1. Lakeland County was number 9 last week. They fell out of the rankings this week. Replacing them at number 10 is Northeast. Number 9 is Raven County. Number 8 is Jeff Davis. Number 7 is Dodge County. Number 6 is Fitzgerald. Number 5 is Fenton County. Number 4 is great to see Lamar County up in the rankings at number 4. Thomasville is number 3. Dublin is number 2. And Toombs County Bulldogs, once again, that win over Rome, shocking the entire state, at number 1.
Probably the biggest win
of that program's history.
Or the biggest upset in the state for, I mean, what, the last two decades, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable.
Because you're going against, you know, they're Class A, D2, but then you're going up to Rome that plays 5A football.
Right.
And it's crazy, man.
Yes. Moving on down to Class A Division II, you got Emmanuel County Institute fell out of the rankings this week. New to the rankings at 10 is Lincoln County. Number 9, you got Metter.
I wonder how he met her.
8, at Tryon. 7, Seminole County. 6, Greene County. 5, Clinch County. 4, Manchester. 3, Brooks County. 2, Irwin County. And 1, Bowden.
Bowden's going to make some noise for sure, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once again, we're not ready to explain the private school stuff yet, but we're going to go through the rankings like we do every week. Last week, Trinity Christian was at number 9. They fill out the rankings this week. Number 10 is Aquinas. Number 9 is Wesleyan. Number 8 is North Cobb Christian. Number 7 is Calvary Day. Number 6 is Lovett. I just figured you would love it. Number 5 is Athens Academy. Number 4 is Fellowship Christian. Number 3 is Prince Avenue Christian. Number 2 is Hebron Christian. And number 1 is Savannah Christian over on the coast in Chatham County. So we will be right back with another segment. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Last week in SEC games, Rick went 10-5. He is now overall 23-8. I went 11-4, and overall I'm 24-7. Philip went 10-5, and is overall 23-8. James went 12-3. He's overall 26-5. And now we're going to do the games for this week, starting with Alabama at Wisconsin. Rick picked Alabama. I picked Alabama.
And I am picking Alabama, and James, our statistician, is also picking the Crimson Tide.
Moving on to the next game, LSU out South Carolina. Rick picked LSU. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Carolina.
I'm going with South Carolina as well. James, however, is going with LSU.
Moving on to the next game, Missouri versus Boston College. Rick picked Missouri. I picked Missouri.
James picked Missouri. I'm going with Boston College and Thomas Castellanos on the upset.
Good pick. Moving on to the next game, Texas A&M at Florida. Rick picked Texas A&M. I picked A&M.
And it's going to be the Aggies. Is that the way you say their nickname?
The Aggies.
Aggies, my bad. Sorry, Texas. it'll be Texas A&M across the board.
Moving on to the next game, you got Oklahoma at Tulane. Rick picked Oklahoma. I did too.
Me and James also picked the Sooners.
Moving on to the next game, Arkansas versus UAB. Rick picked Arkansas. I took the Razorbacks as well.
James and I also picked Arkansas.
Moving on to the next game, you got Ole Miss at Wake Forest. I picked Ole Miss and Rick did too.
James and I also did Ole Miss.
Moving on to the next game, you got Texas versus USTA. I picked Texas and Rick picked too.
Yeah, we all picked Texas this week, the Longhorns.
Yes. Moving on to the next game, you got Vandy at Georgia State. I picked Vandy and Rick picked too.
We all picked Vandy. Now, if, like I said before, if they have a winning season, I just don't know.
Moving on to the next game, Auburn versus New Mexico. I picked Auburn and Rick did too.
Me and James also picked Auburn.
Moving on to the next game, Georgia at Kentucky. I mean, is it obvious? The dogs.
You and Rick, I think, picked Georgia. And James picked Georgia, and the way I see it, they play so much basketball in Kentucky that the running backs on the football team think they're supposed to dribble the football. So I picked Georgia as well.
Moving on to the next game, you got Mississippi State versus Toledo. Rick picked Mississippi State, and I did too.
Holy Toledo, me and James also picked Mississippi State.
Moving on to the next game, Tennessee versus Kent State. I went with Tennessee and Rick did too.
Something tells me we all need to be on Rocky Top this week because we all picked the Tennessee Volunteers to win across the board.
That's at Kent State.
Is it at Kent State?
Yes.
Well, they'll be still be watching from Rocky Top anyhow.
Right.
All right, so listeners, that's going to be the SEC picks for this week, and we'll be right back.
And this is the Winning Ways segment with the games of the week. For the GPB TV game of the week, Valdosta at South Gwinnett. The GPB web game, Jefferson at North Oconee. Gainesville at Carrollton. Buford at Douglas County. Lee County at Cockwood County. Milton at Blessed Trinity. Fitzgerald at Brooks County. Toombs County at Charlotte County.
And just a point about Ware County. This coming Friday night, Ware County will defeat Bye Week by a score of 1-0. And I think everybody can concur with that. So I look forward to seeing you guys next week. And I say every week, God bless our veterans and protect our troops. So we're back here at Uncle Wayne's Steak and Barbecue, live as always. For my showcase this week, I'm going to give the rundown by region and classification for offense, defense, and the scoring spread. The number one team for offense in the G8SSA is Region 1 6A. They're averaging 40.89 points per game. For defense, it would be Region 5 6A. They're averaging 13.97 points per game. And the scoring spread would also be Region 1 6A. They're on average 22.68. And that, of course, is just simply offense minus defense. By classification, 5A is the number one region or number one classification for offense. Their average is, as a whole classification, is 26.61. For points allowed, it is Class A D1. They, on average, allow 20.81. And for the overall scoring spread, also at number one is Class A D1 with an average of 4.01. And all classifications are positive except AAA at negative 1.64 and 2A, which is negative 5.49. I want to thank everybody for their patience this week, or last couple weeks. Thank you for everybody for their prayers during my fight with the migraines. And we'll be back actually tomorrow to record episode 6 and be back on schedule. Thank you to Uncle Wayne's Barbecue. Thank you to Glassworks Auto Care. I'd like to thank Mike Mertz for his time and his interview. And I'd like to thank Seth Starlin for his time today to be with us on the podcast and to do his interview today as well. This is Philip Chaz Dixon signing off. And have a great night. And we'll see you again tomorrow.
On behalf of our producer, Philip Chaz Dixon, our statistician, James Taylor, and my colleague, Rick Taylor, thank you for joining our show for this week. We look forward to being with you again next week. Don't forget the key word that we gave earlier in the show by using it from the opening of the business tomorrow until 2 p.m. next Wednesday. You will save 10% on your next purchase or service at any of our sponsors. Thanks to Uncle Wayne Steak and Barbecue for hosting us as our presenting sponsor. Thanks to JD Power Wash for being a second-year sponsor for the Jamboree. Thanks to Glassworks Auto Care for another sponsorship for this platform. Thanks to Brian Blunt from 105.1 and Higgs Multimedia Radio Station for the radio publicity. Brian is the voice of the Ware County Gators. Thanks to Scott Riffin and Garrison for the radio publicity on 102.5 FM and iHeartRadio Station. They are the voices for the Glen Academy Red Terrier football. Thanks for the invaluable support from the Wake Cross and Ware County Happenings page on Facebook. Mr. Whipple loves the community dearly.
Don't forget to check out our recommending reading for the Season 3, written by our good friend, Mr. John Nelson. Of GPB Sports, Peach State Pigskin History covers all the great moments of high school football in the great state, even dating prior to World War I. You may purchase this book on Amazon in your choice of paperback or hardcover. Don't forget to catch Chester Proctor with his Friday Night Lights show on your local radio station via GNN. The show is recorded live in the Sweet Onion capital of Georgia. As we sign off, don't forget to shop and buy local, and to always thank a veteran for their service.